Next patient is Montia Townsend. Montia is M-O-N-T-I-A. M as in Mary, M-O-N-T-I-A, Montia Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. There's doc, this is, the date of birth is 12-20-1951. Date of birth is 4-11-23. Please make a copy for Sergi Turchin, M-D. Sergi is S-E-R-G-E-Y. Turchin, T-U-R-C-H-I-N, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is recurrent bronchitis with viral infections. Next paragraph is spinal illness. This is a 71-year-old white male who has been treated for episodes of flu twice in the past year, and history of persistent cough and bronchitis. The patient also had flu and back pain in early 22, and in September of 22, he was treated for Guillain-Barré syndrome after a brief viral illness. The patient has wheezing and coughing spells and chest tightness. And denied fevers, chills, or hemoptysis, and no chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. Past history has included history for next up, the patient, let's see, next paragraph, the patient had a past history for right knee replacement surgery and a history for appendectomy in 79, cholecystectomy in 2000, and the history of cataract surgery in 22. He has had skin cancer removed on several occasions in 2013. And has a history of prostate cancer, which is monitored closely. He was treated for hypertension for 15 years. Next paragraph, allergies to amlodipine and losartan. Next, habits patient, denies smoking. Alcohol use moderate. Next paragraph. System review, patient, family history, mother died of strokes, father had renal failure. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue and some weight loss, had cataract, denies glaucoma, has no hoarseness or nosebleeds. his urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and has wheezing and coughing spells, and has no nausea, vomiting, or rectal bleed, no chest or jaw pain. He has leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression, no easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle pains, no headache, seizures, memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included Coreg, 25 milligrams BID, Thorsamide, 30 milligrams daily, Benadryl, 25 milligrams HF, Allopurinol, 300 milligrams. See, Allopurinol, 150 milligrams daily, and Flonase nasal spray, PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert. I'm sorry, this is a moderately overweight elderly white male. He's alert and in no acute distress, there's no pallor, cyanosis, lymphadenopathy, papilledema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse is 68 as patient 16. Temperature 97.6, weight is 236, saturation 98. HG&E and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosa matters, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery with wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart, the anthems are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with decreased pulses, mild varicosities, and no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, press number 1. Chronic pancreatitis. And number 2 is the history of viral syndrome. Number 3, Guillain-Barré syndrome resolved. Number 4 is exogenous obesity. Number 5 is hypertension. And next, next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study. Also, was advised to have a polysomnographic study and see if he qualifies for home CPAP. Patient will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. Continue with his regular meds, including Torsemide, 20 milligrams daily, Torvastatin, 40 milligrams a day, Coreg, 25 milligrams BID, and Allopurinol, 150 milligrams daily, and a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. a follow-up visit be arranged here. Follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. I think it was a consultation. Copy for Surjit Turchin, TURCHIN MD. Can you please add in the final diagnosis? History of Guillain-Barre syndrome. And number five is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Thank you.